Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised.
Another blowout?
Another blowout.
No way. It started.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Well, the Jazz was like, we got this. We'll just give you 20 points to start the game, right?
This is why I just don't like NBA playoffs this year. Oh, man. I want it to be music. I want it to be Music Exploration Thursday, but it needs to be something better. I like spelunking. Asumir. Maybe not that song. That one's probably not the best example of... That's probably not the best example of the genre right there, but what happened was is that I was somewhere and I just heard a song, so I did my old, you know, Shazammy, and then I said, well, why don't we just try to follow that song, because it was a sweet song. I said, why don't we just follow that one down the rabbit hole? And that one might have been the bottom. Are they all turning into that?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, well, let's go something else then. Let's you know what? You know what I want to hear? Look up Fast Grass. Fast Grass. By the way, Big Fuzz isn't here. This is me, Darren Copeland, on the Darren Copeland Experience. Big Fuzz isn't here. He had to pick up his Aunt Judy and his uncle. Wow, you pronounce it so much better than I do.
It's all in the tongue.
Okay. All of a sudden, that sounded creepy. We call him Jim.
Big Jim.
He's an actor in Hollywood. You can see him on commercials, mostly beef jerky commercials. He's famous. By the way, did you see that? Did you see that particular? So Alex is here because he has to be. Did you see the? We talked about that. Did you see the guy? The draft pick, who.
Yeah, I did.
Who signed a deal with Jack Lynx?
Yeah, Jack Lynx, messing with Squatch.
And so when he gets drafted, Sasquatch is there behind him, just going rah, 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 rah. That was Big Fuzz's uncle.
Oh, that's Big Jim.
Yes. Can you believe it?
No way.
So
no way.
Yeah. So you know, good for him. So that's why he can't be here. He'll be back tomorrow for a Fiesta Friday, because he would never miss a drink, particularly Cinco de Mayo.
No.
Cinco de Mayo. That's not my joke. You'll never guess what happened in the NBA Finals or in the NBA playoffs. Another team blew out another team.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is the whole problem. Like, I would like to watch. Maybe I've been too hard on referees. I've always said that NBA, I've always felt, was kind of crooked, because I always felt like the NBA was, the referees were always trying to get it close into the fourth quarter. And then have them play at the fourth quarter as like a real game. That's kind of always been the old, you know, That's been the old get off my lawn sort of stock argument, that, you know, they always make sure that the teams are close in the fourth quarter. And that's how, you know, that's how they fix these games. Totally reckless speculation, by the way. And I'm not accusing anyone of anything. You cheaters. No, just kidding. But obviously, the referees are trying to prove that they're not doing that, because so far, every game, there hasn't been any close games. Maybe one or two.
Especially in the second round.
Listen, you had the one, you had the last game was the only one was the Celtics and the Wizards, which went to overtime.
Yeah.
But even that one ended up not being close. It was like 10 points at the end. Mm-hmm. But other than that, look, I mean, the Wizards took them out today. No overtime. I mean, they crushed them.
116-89.
Oh. Sorry. You know? And then everyone saw Houston, I mean, dismantle San Antonio. Oh, so what did San Antonio do?
Dismantle them?
Dismantled them and back. Cleveland is crushing people.
It's like they did just like flip a coin at the end of the at the beginning of the game.
Golden State is working our Utah early. I mean, it is unbelievably boring basketball to watch, because I'm sitting here watching blowouts. Why do I want to watch a blowout? I'll watch Mountain Monsters. Oh, I can talk about Mountain Monsters! I'm not going to talk about Mountain. I wouldn't want to spoil any endings for you Mountain Monster fans. By But I'd rather watch like Mountain Monsters or something. You know, I'd rather watch something else than watch a blowout. Yeah. Oh, they look great. Oh my God, the other team looks so much better than that one team. Which is, you know,
look at how many points he scored.
Oh my God. You know, and it could be great. Like, I think a Houston Golden State conference final might be a classic. But on the other hand, it'll probably be one team blowing out the other and then the other team blowing out the other.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you watch hockey and every game is going into overtime, it feels like.
For the most part, yeah.
Well, and see, that's why growing up, I am a short, non-athletic, white man. I'm just not going to be picked on your basketball team.
No.
No, I'm not.
You're last.
Last. Deservedly so. Now, if it's soccer, it's something different. There's plenty of sports. I mean, I am athletic, but I am not going to dunk. I can't tell you the last time I was able to get net. Oh, I almost got net.
So close.
Okay, but when I was younger, but hockey, the difference between basketball and hockey, and don't get me wrong, I love basketball. I can go basketball history. I can go Nuggets history with anybody. But hockey is much more exciting. These games, when you do get overtimes, you can get 4 and 5 and 6 overtimes. Where these guys are just out there so tired they can't even skate. That's more exciting to me than these blowouts in the NBAs. I mean, I'm hoping that they'll start getting more exciting, but right now I'm just not enjoying it. Which is why I'm watching so much baseball. Well, not watching because I'm listening to it because I can't watch it at my favorite sports bar.
Oh, yeah. At least we got something interesting in this town around this time. Even listening to it.
I know. Well, you know, I enjoy Jack and
that guy.
Yeah, the guy actually know.
In the face.
The guy actually know. I know them both. I'm just, oh my God.
The guy you know better.
Oh, so bad. I do. I actually used to do what you do for him.
Okay.
What's his name?
That doesn't help me.
No. I used to do that for Tom Martino too. And on the last day, he's like, oh, we want to thank Derek Copeland. And I'm like, so I go on, I'm like, hey, anything I can do to help out the Tim Martinez Troublemaker Show. Thank God he laughed. But here's why it's so frustrating. Here's why it's so frustrating for me as a baseball fan to not be able to watch. I could watch all of the dang Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game.
Yeah.
But I can't watch a day baseball game with the Rockies at a sports bar.
In my hometown?
In my hometown in Denver.
Where the Rockies are from?
Yes. And so, their April, where they were basically 16-9, I believe, or whatever it was, is the third best start in Rockies history.
All right.
They are playing at a winning level. And they've got the sort of... These Rockies remind me a bit of maybe the Broncos Super Bowl team who won not in 98 but won the next one in 99 when Eugene Robinson decided to go have a fling right before the game and they beat Atlanta.
Yeah.
But that team was like just mean.
Yeah.
CU was like that in 89. Their football team in 89 was like just mean, just mean, just grizzled mean, 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 mean. They just, you weren't going to beat them.
Don't want to meet up with them.
Yeah,
I feel like
Colorado is like that this year. They got these young guys who just don't give a rat's where you're going to pitch. They're just going to pitch.
Yeah, they're going to challenge you no matter what.
They've got an offensive lineup that is as deep as any in the National League. And their best hitters aren't hitting. Desmond just came back. They don't know what to do with some of these guys.
Yeah.
I'd like to watch that. But I can't because a dang sports bar in town, which has 50 TVs, more than that, brag about their coverage. Their first thing on their sign says, baseball, come watch. I'd like to, but I can't because you don't have the game on.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.